Like it or not, accept it or not, it's still gonna be true. Leadership happens everywhere. And if you ever want to grow beyond a side hustle, or maybe you've already grown your business beyond a side hustle, this is your full-time 9-to-5, you're all in on this thing. If you ever wanted to grow to become an asset that supports you and your lifestyle, and it's not just a job that you have to work now, so you've got money coming in, well then, my friend, one day you're going to have to lead other people. But a leader doesn't need people to be a leader. You're leading yourself. Now, today, I want to share 5 things you should always be doing to grow as a leader. Now, why? Because every time I upskill my leadership, I scale up my business. And the same will hold true for you. Welcome to the Digital Nomad Entrepreneur Podcast, everyone. My name is Eric. I am a full-time digital nomad entrepreneur and traveling around the world with my wife and our 4 kids. And at the end of today's episode, I am going to give you a travel update. I keep those to the end because not everybody that listens here wants to be a digital nomad. Travel isn't their cup of tea, but they want to grow in business, and they like leadership and business growth, and that's why you are listening. And so I'll save the travel updates to the end. Now, if you have been a listener for any length of time, then you know I talk a lot about leadership. You thought I was going to pause there and just leave it at talk a lot. I do talk a lot, but I do talk a lot about leadership. In fact, leadership is handily the thing that gets the overwhelming majority of my time. 7 out of 10 books I read are about leadership. 75% of the podcasts I listen to are on leadership. The majority of my day spent in my business is leading. And you, my friend, well, you're a leader. And your leadership skill set is hands down the greatest limiting factor to your business growth. But the opposite, well, it's also true. The greatest fuel for your business success is an expanding leadership skill set. Now, I do end every single episode with a leadership tip of the week, and I am going to do the same in this one because I believe so adamantly that leadership is the greatest deciding factor on your future success that I want to make sure I give you a little nugget each week. But today, I'm going to spend the majority of the episode talking about how to grow as a leader. 5 things that you should always be doing, whether you're a leader of just you, or you have a team, or maybe you're an aspiring future leader. Well, you need to be learning right now. It doesn't matter. Now is the time to start leading. This week, right now. In fact, you're already doing it because this is a leadership podcast. I don't promote it as that, but in a lot of ways, it is a leadership podcast. And so even if you don't want to see it as a leadership podcast, it is a leadership episode, and you're listening, and you're going to be growing as a leader. You're putting in the work right now. So I congratulate you, because as you grow as a leader, you're going to grow your business. Now, real quickly, what do I mean by leadership? What I mean by leadership, because it's not just about having people. It's not about giving out orders. It's not about delegating tasks or anything like that. What do I mean when I talk about leadership? Well, a leader sets a direction. That's the first thing a leader does. A leader gets an idea of where they're going, and they set a direction, and they say that way. That's where we're headed. We're going to take that mountain. Or they may say, we're going to cross this ocean. Or they may say, we're going to traverse Antarctica. A leader sets a direction. They cast a vision. They see a different future ahead of them. And they start to share that future with others. They start to work towards that. That's vision. That's what vision is, a picture of a preferred future. And a leader sets a direction. A leader comes up with a vision. A leader then ensures that the resources are in place to move forward at least one step. What do I have to do? I may not be the one making sure all the resources are there. So the first step, the next step is getting somebody to get resources. Or maybe I am going to be a resource provider for a while. Like whatever that is, it varies, depends on the place you know you are in your journey. But a leader is definitely ensuring that resources are in place to move forward at least one step, maybe 50 steps, maybe 100 steps, but at least one. Leaders adjust their plans based on new and updated information. Leadership isn't about getting it right. It's about making adjustments. Leaders also empower others to find their own personal success as they help you reach your best success. Leaders lead with gratitude and an abundance mindset. So that's what a leader does. A leader sets direction, ensures that resources are in place to move forward at least one step, adjusts their plans based on new and updated information, empowers others to find their own personal success as they help the leader reach the leader's best success. Leaders lead with gratitude and an abundance mindset. I'm glad I wrote that down because I would have never been able to say it twice like that. Now, real quickly, before we get into the five things you need to be doing to improve as a leader so you can overcome your greatest limiting factor in your business growth, your business reaching success, I want to lead with a bit of gratitude. And I want to say a real quick thank you to Jay Bledsoe Jr. for leaving a review of the podcast. They wrote, "Eric does a great job of taking complex business concepts and creating simple systems that are applicable across businesses. It doesn't matter your business. You'll get tons of value from the D&E podcast." Well, thank you, Jay Bledsoe Jr. And you picked up on it. I love a good framework. I love a good framework. I love systematizing for success. I like to share it. I like to create frameworks, create systems, and then share those with others. So thank you very much for leaving that review. I really appreciate it. It was really kind of cool to see you picked up on that. All right. So how do you get better as a leader? Well, first off, it's important to understand that as a leader, you may be alone. Leaders may start out alone, but they never travel that way for long. You're going to attract some followers. You're going to attract a tribe. So, what are the five things that you should be doing? Number one, always be reading a book on leadership. Always be reading a book on leadership. Even if you have another book, even if it's not your, you know, nighttime, bedtime reading. You know, maybe you like to read fantasies. Maybe you like to read fiction. Maybe you like a good Tom Clancy. You know, maybe that's your thing. That's totally okay. You know, whatever maybe you're a romance novel. Maybe that's your cup of tea. All right, that's fine. You can be reading more than one book at a time. But one of the books always should be on leadership. I used to always, and still do, but even more so when I was starting out, I had a leadership book with me at all times. And if I was out doing something and I had to wait, I opened my book and I read it. Like I was always trying to read. I'd get up early in the morning, do a little bit reading. I'd read a little bit in the evening. I would read the leadership book whenever I can. And I'm telling you something, when I discovered audiobooks, oh boy. That may be the best thing that's ever been invented in my world. I love audiobooks. So always be reading at least one book on leadership. Now, if you've never read a leadership book, which one should you start with? Well, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I think you should start with the book Axioms by Bill Hybels. Again, the book is called Axioms, and it's Powerful Leadership Proverbs is the subtitle. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. If you've never read a book on leadership, that is one I would start with. All right. So number one, always be reading a book. Number two, always have at least one leadership podcast episode per week that you listen to. Boom. Check it off. You've done it for this week. Congratulations. But there's going to be times that you are going to be able to put information in your brain through some headphones, driving, mowing the yard, grocery shopping, going for a morning walk, whatever it is. Have a podcast that you look forward to that talks about leadership and make it a priority. Yeah, I listen to some other I listen to lots of other podcasts. Every weekend, I like to listen to Shipwrecks and Sea Dogs. I like that podcast. I like to listen to American Scandal. I like that podcast. I like to listen to I should have looked it up. I forget its name. I'm going to look it up here real quick. I'm going to grab my phone, open the podcast app here, and I'm going to go looking and see what it is. American Elections Wicked Games. Ooh, I like it. It's really good. Recently, I discovered the an American Revolution podcast. I like history podcasts. I like history podcasts. And I'll be honest, here's why. Because if I fall asleep listening to it, I don't care. I don't care. I'll pick it up when I listen. It's history. Like, it's not going to have changed when I listen some other time. So I like to listen to a lot of those. Not that they put me to sleep, but if they do sometimes, just to be honest. But I've got all kinds of podcasts, but I'm always, always listening to at least one leadership podcast episode per week. And actually, I have several leadership podcasts that I listen to their episodes every single week. So number one, always be reading a book on leadership. Number two, always have at least one leadership podcast episode per week you listen to. Number three, always have one leadership lesson you're working to master. Have one, maybe you're just going to write it on an index card. Maybe it's going to be on a post-it note. You're going to be learning lots of leadership things, and that's okay. That's good. And they're going to start to stick over time. You're going to hear some things get repeated, and that's good because what gets repeated gets remembered. A lot of leaders like to put their leadership axioms in the quick little sayings because memorable is portable. And so as you make sure that you are ingraining yourself in this more and more of it's going to stick, but you don't want to just leave it up to chance. You want to have one leadership lesson that you're working on to master. I have a morning reading that I read through every morning, and it's a list of things that I read down through, and it's my personal doctrinal affirmation. I have several statements that I read that are directly from scripture verses that what I believe about me as a child of God. And so I read those. I read our 3-year plan. Right now, every morning I'm reading, it's January 2028. We are about to, and it goes on from there. And I explain what we're about to do as a family, how much revenue the business is bringing in, what the team looks like, what my weekly schedule looks like. And I read that. And then under that, I have a list of 5 things I'm working on the business. And it's the five business engines, or the 5 processes that make a business engine work. I have one leadership thing I'm working on. I have one lead gen thing I'm working on, one lead conversion, one collecting and managing money, and one project management process. These are all these processes. I'm working to improve one process at a time. And so I read down through what are my priorities right now? What's my leadership priority for the company? What's my lead gen priority? So I'm reminding myself of that. Then I get to this next statement, and it's the personal leadership skill I'm working on. And I have to read these things every morning because this is my personal vision collected up together in Vision Leaks. I have to remind myself. And so I read this every single morning. I'm like, I gotta have this. This is fuel for me. And so I read that, and you should have something. You don't have to have it that elaborate. You may not have time. I mean, that doesn't take me a lot of time. It takes me about 6 minutes to read through it. You know, I mean, it's worth it to me. I want to give my day a great start with these 6 minutes. And so I read down through that. But even if you're not going to have a whole bunch of things like that you read, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You grow into it. Don't go into it. Don't compare your beginning to my middle. It's okay. But you need to have one thing that you're working on. And this needs to be one leadership lesson. And you need to always be working on at least one. Have a list of others. As you learn something, go, ooh, that's good. I want to remember to work on that later. And keep a list. All right? Just keep a list. I have a list, a note in my Apple Notes that is just, you know, leadership lessons. That's just all it called that. And when I hear a new one, I go, ooh, and I'll just open the note and I'll put it down in there. And then when I'm looking for some that next thing, I'll, you know, sometimes I go back through and read that list and I remind myself, I'm like, that's something I want to work on. All right. So number one, always be reading a book on leadership. Two, always have at least one leadership podcast episode per week you listen to. Number three, always have one leadership lesson you are working on. And number four, leaders subscribe to the Digital Nomad Entrepreneur Podcast. All right. I'm just kidding. They don't. They share it with others. That's what they really, seriously. Real quick, before I get to actually number four and number five, they kind of go together. It would mean a lot to me if you would subscribe and share the podcast, share this episode with someone, share a past episode, and leave a rating, a review. I'd love to hear from you. Like Jay Bledsoe Jr. there, leaving the review. I've got a couple more I'm going to read over the next few episodes here, and I want to read yours. I want to read yours. And so that would mean a lot. And also send me emails. I got a really great email question from Dan. I'm going to answer in an upcoming episode. It was the first time I'd ever been asked this question in this way. And so I'm really looking forward to answering Dan's question in an upcoming episode. And so email me, eric@dnepodcast.com. Leave a review, a rating for the show. Make sure you subscribe. Do all the nice things. All right. So back to our list. Let's recap. Always be reading a book on leadership. Always have at least one leadership podcast episode per week you're listening to. Always have one leadership lesson you are working to master. Number four, always have a Batman. Now, I'm going to give you number five because number four and five make sense when put together. Always have a Robin. Okay. You need to be somebody's Robin. You need to have a mentor, a leadership mentor that's just a little further down the road from you that can let you know, hey, you want to avoid stepping over there. Hey, you don't want to do like, if you're lucky and you can have a mentor that is miles and miles and years and years and years down the road, great. But they don't have to be really super far down the road from you that especially you don't want somebody that is so far down that they don't remember the stage you're in right now. But you want to have a Batman. You want to have somebody that has the answers, has the gadgets, has put their time in, that can invest in you, speak into you, you can bounce ideas and questions off of. You always want to have a mentor. That is your Batman. You always want to have one Batman. And because up earlier where I said that leaders lead with gratitude and an abundance mindset, always have one Robin. You are already further along than somebody else. You can already begin to mentor somebody. Now you may not be able to say, well, hey, I know how to get you to $1 million business. All right. Cause maybe you've never done that. All right. But you may be able to like, hey, I can give you some advice on what I learned starting a side hustle and how I've started this side hustle in a way that isn't taking time away from my family, how I've learned, you know, or how it used to when I had to rebalance or whatever it is. But you've got enough experience in life that you can be somebody's Robin. A leader always has a Batman and they always have a Robin. Be somebody's Robin, be somebody's Batman. This is how you have it's really the leadership energy flowing through you. If you just receive and receive and receive and never give, I mean, it's terrible. Now, maybe you're going to start with somebody that's much younger. Maybe there's a volunteer program at your neighbor's school, or maybe you volunteer at the Boys or Girls Club or a summer camp or something like that. Like, you can be investing in the next generation of leaders. All right. Maybe you are the next generation of leaders. And so you're going to help out in an elementary group somewhere. Like, you, I don't want to hear it. You have what it takes right now to be a Robin. Because here's the thing. you're already working to make you better. You're trying to learn. You're trying to grow. You're doing the right things. You are going the right direction. Is it hard right now? Yeah, it is. You know what? I got to be honest with you. It's always going to be hard. This is what we are doing as entrepreneurs is hard. Now, here's the thing. What's hard today isn't going to be hard from 3 years from now. And 3 years from now, you're going to be like, I can't believe I used to think that was hard. All right. But you're going to have a new thing in 3 years that's hard, that right now would literally crush you. But it's not going to pop up right now because you're not that far enough along. You're not that far down the road. Like it's okay. But you got to know it's coming. Now, you can choose to let that stress you out, or you can just accept it as real. It's hard to be stressed by reality. When I find myself being stressed, it's because I have a misalignment with reality and my ideal, where I think it should be, how I think it should be, what I perceive to be fair and right. Or I've let myself get into a situation because of a lack of systems, or I don't believe that I can say no. And so I start to let myself be overwhelmed by things because I say yes to many things. And now I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling stressed. But it's a choice. I let myself get there. Now, are there some of you that are listening that may have, you know, diagnosable anxiety conditions that legitimately causes stress and you may need counseling and medications? Absolutely. The healthiest people are the ones that get help. So get the help. But if you don't have that really going on in your life, don't let something become a crutch that isn't real. All right. Like this is hard. It's always going to be hard, but here's the thing. You're trying right now. You are working hard right now. That's what you're doing. And that's what a winner does. And you're going to get better and you're going to learn. You already know more than you did last year. You already know more than you did 3 years ago. The you right now is very thankful that the you 3 years ago learned something, did something, accomplished something. And the you 3 years from now is going to thank you at this point, the you right now, for learning, for trying, for taking chances, for picking yourself up and brushing yourself off and trying again, because that's what it takes to win. And you, by just the fact that you are listening to a podcast, trying to learn something, trying to get better, trying to achieve, that is what it takes. You are winning right now. And I'm so stinking proud of you. And I am humbled that it's my voice you're listening to. And I take it seriously. And so I make sure to really come to you with actionable things. Come on, be reading one book. Be listening to one podcast episode, have one leadership lesson you're trying to master. Those three things aren't hard. I'm not saying you have to read it could take you all year to read a leadership book. That's okay. Just work on it a little bit here, a little bit there. Work on it. Have one that you're digesting from beginning to end. Have one podcast. Like my podcast is hardly ever over 30 minutes. You got 30 minutes. There are a lot of other leadership podcasts that are even shorter. Find one. Embrace it. Always have that one leadership lesson you're trying to master. Have a Batman. Have a Robin. These things are not time consuming. They're not hard. You can do it. Now, what is this week's leadership tip of the week? I'm going to give you, this is a leadership tip for when you have a team. Are you ready? Leaders never throw their team under the bus. Leaders never. We have a client right now in my business that is very, very upset. And I am taking full responsibility, taking all of it on and taking the brunt of all of it. And that's okay. I'm not afraid. They're not going to hurt me. My value as a person is not wrapped up in, you know, one person being upset. Now, they have a legitimate reason to be upset. They should be upset. I would be upset if I was them. But I have praised my team in public and I will correct in private. And to this client of ours, it's 100% my fault because it's always up to, we had a system that failed. And it wasn't my people that failed. It was a system that failed. And I'll step in as a leader and I'll take the blunt. And I never throw my team under the bus. And as a leader, you should never throw your team under the bus. All right. Now, real quick, a travel update. We've got about 3 weeks left here in Costa Rica. And then we are headed to Argentina. We've bought our airline tickets. We have our first Airbnb for our first 3 weeks. We've got some plans. Things are happening. Learning all about Argentina, learning about the blue rate and the red rate for exchanging money and getting ourselves set up to get the most pesos for our U.S. dollar. Get the most Argentina pesos for our U.S. dollar. And so we're learning, we're getting excited, ready to go, ready to move there. But before we do, my parents are coming to Costa Rica for the second time. It's so cool to have them joining us for a week as on our travels. And this is new for them. They've not done much international traveling, really none. They've always gone to the same place, a resort. And so the first time they came to visit us last year here in Costa Rica was big for them. It was huge and it was so much fun. And this time we're expanding the adventure. We've rented a car. And we're going to travel around Costa Rica a bit, see some sights with them, stay in a couple different Airbnbs, which will be exciting and an adventure for everyone. And so really looking forward to that. And then when they leave, we'll be leaving 2 days after them, headed to Argentina to do 2 months of fast travel through Argentina. We're going to be in one place for 3 weeks and then we're going to be moving every week and a half, by bus. We're going to be taking a night bus one time. We've got some just different ways, a night train. We're going to take an overnight train. I'm really excited about, the kids are pumped for it. And so we're going to see a lot of Argentina and I'm looking forward to it because I love steak. And well, Argentina, they got to meet y'all. And so I'm really looking forward to that. All right. So there you go. Woo. We've been through a lot there. 5 things that you need to be doing. We've cracked through a leadership tip of the week. We heard from Jay Bledsoe Jr. We've talked about some travel updates. And now I'm going to go ahead and just remind you that I really would love to read a message from you, an email. I appreciate all the emails. I'd love to read a review from you in an upcoming episode. And so until next time, chase the big dream, lead with courage, and safe travels.
Attention passengers, we've now reached our destination. We hope you enjoyed the flight and have a nice day.